It Is Finished by Francis E. Goodrick. The Bible is absolutely dependent on the provisional side of the gospel that was set forth on the cross, thus crystallizing the words, "It is finished." Where can you find greater and more triumphant words than these, "It is finished," the last words of Jesus on the cross? If Jesus had not finished the work of redemption on the cross, every human being would have perished, and redemption, justification, sanctification, resurrection, and glorification would have all become meaningless, empty words. Let's take a look at what "it is finished" means. "It is finished" makes it plain that Jesus provided everything for everyone's need, spirit, soul, and body, even healing. Isaiah 53:5, "But he was wounded, tormented for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes," Hebrews, "we are healed." "It is finished" proved that Jesus was God's perfect burnt offering, Leviticus 1. John 1:29 says, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away," or beareth, "the sin of the world." "It is finished" stated that God had made Jesus our high priest through his crucifixion, Hebrews 7:27-28. Hebrews 7:15-17 says, "And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." "It is finished" showed God's perfect acceptance of his Son's, Jesus Christ, redemptive work when God raised Jesus from the dead. Acts 3:15 says, "And killed the prince," or author of life, "whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses." And Acts 2:24, "Whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it." "It is finished" says that Jesus alone atoned for all our sins. Matthew 26:42-56. "O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled that thus it must be?" "It is finished" stated that Jesus provided salvation for everyone as a free gift of God. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." "It is finished" perfected forever anyone that is sanctified by Jesus' one sacrifice, and manifested that by Jesus dying alone. He was the only Savior of the world. No other person or any other religion could redeem mankind. Hebrews 10:1 says, "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect." Hebrews 10:14 says, "For by one offering he," Jesus Christ, "hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." "It is finished" brings peace, rest, and salvation to the believing sinner. Matthew 11:30 says, "For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." And Hebrews 4:10, "For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his." "It is finished" means Jesus' blood, not water baptism or anything else, is able to cleanse the sinner from sin. Hebrews 9:22 says, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission." "It is finished" completely defeated Satan, Hebrews 2:14b. "That through death he," Jesus Christ, "might destroy him that had the power of death," that is, the devil. "It is finished" emphatically stated that death, hell, and the grave have been completely conquered. 1 Corinthians 15:55 through 57 says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, or hell, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 1 verse 10b says, Who, Jesus Christ, hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. It is finished means provisionally Jesus' death purchased all the wealth of heaven for all mankind. Romans 8:17, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. And 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. What is finished? The work which saves a sinner is all finished. Jesus Christ himself spoke out these words with a loud voice, It is finished. John 19:30. He was hanging upon the cross, dying for you and me when he spoke thus. When a thing is finished, how much is there left to do? The question sounds absurd with respect to ordinary things. When we purchase a finished article, we do not attempt any work of our own upon it. It is finished by one who knew his business. If, for instance, we buy a house which has been built by a first-class contractor, designed and supervised by a reputable architect, we would never attempt by our feeble efforts with a hammer and a few nails to change it in any respect. We would enter in, settle down, and enjoy the house. There would be nothing else left for us to do. So in like manner, the work of salvation was all done by a master workman, Proverbs 8. One sent from the Father of all them that believe, the architect of this great, glorious, and free salvation. Now if Jesus Christ actually completed the work which his Father gave him to do, John 17:4, how much is there left for us to do? Nothing, of course. Absolutely nothing. I repeat this. There is positively nothing left for us to do in the matter of the salvation of our souls. Once Christ put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, Hebrews 9:26. We have but to accept the work as really finished, accept the dying declaration of the Son of God. What further assurance would you want? Is not this enough? Do you believe that Jesus Christ atoned by his death on the cross for all your sins? Do you believe that he shed his precious blood to wash them all away? Do you believe that he suffered the full penalty for your sin, that is death, that you might be delivered? He tasted death for every man, Hebrews 2:9, that all who believe on him might be set free from the power and consequences of sin. Do you believe on him? Do you trust alone in his accomplished work on the cross? Here only is rest and peace and satisfaction. Cease from your own works and rest in Christ's work for you. That is enough. The holy lips of that divine sufferer who uttered these words, It is finished, could speak nothing that would deceive or mislead. He satisfied the Father, for he raised him from the dead. He was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Romans 4:25. Settle the matter now. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John 5:12. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John 3:36. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31. On the ground of Christ's finished work for you, when you believe, God freely justifies you from all things. Acts 13:39. He forgives you of all your sins and gives you a standing before him, even the standing of Jesus, just as if you had never sinned. You are delivered out of the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Colossians 1:13, Revised Version. God cleanses your heart, purifying their hearts by faith. Acts 15:9. You are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called saints. 1 Corinthians 1:2. you are born anew from above, John 3:3, Revised Version. You are born of the Spirit, John 3:5. You are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever, 1 Peter 1:23. You obtain peace with God, being justified by faith, Romans 5:1. Then also the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God, Romans 8:16, Revised Version. Do you believe it, reader? All this and vastly more becomes your possession the very moment you believe on Jesus. All of this through the work of Christ on Calvary was purchased for you. As you follow on to know God, you will realize more and more what you really obtained in Christ when you believed on him. Oh, how rich we are in him! Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth him that sent me hath eternal life and cometh not into judgment, but hath passed out of death into life, John 5:24, Revised Version. Jesus all my debt has taken, came and loosed my every chain. This with love my heart doth waken, I'm set free from sin and pain. On his doing I am standing, on his merits, his alone, I am resting, and I'm taking all my blessings from the throne.